Hi, I'm Stan Raven. I used to be from somewhere else, but I'm not there anymore. And you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and we are closing out the year on the WGXC Morning Show, listening to some of the best songs and sounds of 2022. Plus, we will hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. Stay tuned. It's all on the WGXC Morning Show this hour at 90.7 FM. It all starts after Jason Martin's song, and then it's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the news. This is the network, network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
This is the news.
This is the network, network. This is the news.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Roger Hennigan Gilson reports for the Times Union that the Harlem Valley Rail Trail Association, a group working to develop a rail trail through Eastern Dutchess and Columbia counties, has received a $375,000 grant to plan the trail's next leg. The Harlem Valley Rail Trail was first conceived of in the mid-1980s. It currently stretches along the foothills of the Taconic Mountains from Wasaic in Dutchess County north to Copaic Falls in Columbia County. Quote, we are thrilled to be the recipient of this important grant, which will further our goal of a continuous paved trail from Wasaic to Chatham, unquote, said Dick Hermans, chair of the association. Quote, we are excited to be creating new partnerships in the communities that this section of trail will pass through, unquote. The grant and matching funds should make the project shovel-ready, but additional funds must be raised to cover the cost of the trail's construction. The final concept is a 46-mile continuous trail from Wasaic to Chatham, 26 miles of which are already in place. The state grant will be used to design a section beginning in the village of Philmont. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that the Rensselaer County Republican Elections Commissioner will plead guilty to federal criminal charges on January 11th in a vote fraud investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice. For Jason T. Schofield, it will be his second conviction in the federal investigation by the FBI focused on the harvesting of absentee ballots in elections over the past 2 years in Rensselaer County. Danielle Neroni, Schofield's attorney, said on December 28th, and I quote, he is scheduled for a change of plea, and with his change of plea, he will be resigning from his position, end quote. The newspaper says a source tells them that Schofield will cooperate in a wide-ranging investigation into election fraud in the county, according to his plea agreement. This won't be the first guilty plea in this investigation. Former Troy City Councilperson Kimberly Ash McPherson, a 61-year-old Republican, pleaded guilty in June to fraudulently submitting absentee ballots in the last year's primary and general elections. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union.
Raymond Pignon is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the ComCare system, a method used to support case investigations early in the COVID-19 pandemic, will end on December 29th as local health departments phase out COVID-19 case investigations, according to the New York State Department of Health. Effective January 1st, the Greene County Public Health Department will no longer call positive COVID-19 cases, according to the department's website. Final calls to COVID-positive people will be made on December 29th by the Columbia County Department of Health Public Health Director Jack Mabb said. ComCare is an electronic medical record system adopted in late summer 2020 by several health departments in the region, including Greene and Columbia counties, as the pandemic reached its peak. The system came under fire for the method and detail of questioning critics believed invaded privacy and yielded little useful information. Quote, it was good once the bugs were worked out, unquote, Mabb said. Quote, but it's going to go away this week because there's no reason for it now. With all the variants and changes in the virus in the last year, there's no way for us to collect all the data. It's a remnant of a very difficult time, unquote. Rensselaer County was the only Capital Region Health Department to opt out of the system and refused to go back. For information, the Columbia County Department of Health can be reached by calling 518-828-3358 during business hours from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. In Greene County, residents are asked to contact the Greene County Public Health Department by calling 518-719-3600 during regular business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
New York State of Politics website runs down some of the changes in state law that will go into effect January 1st. There are two pocketbook issues. The gas tax holiday expires on New Year's Eve, so in any counties participating, prices will rise. But New York's minimum wage will go up from $14.20 an hour for workers outside of New York City, Long Island, and Westchester County. There are some election law changes, with voters' registration allowed until 10 days before an election beginning next year. And the words independent and independent won't be allowed in political party names next year, bringing an end to the Independence Party. Cosmetics tested on animals will not be allowed to be made or sold in New York, too, among several other new laws. Read the full story at New York State of Politics.
Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County Comptroller March Gallagher is urging residents of that county to let officials know about voids in broadband service before billions in federal and state funding are distributed to fill the areas where the network is lacking. The Federal Communications Commission has created a map which is out for public review showing areas not served by broadband service, and Gallagher would like residents to participate in the process. Quote, we want to make sure that anything that is not represented appropriately in the map that we file a challenge for it, unquote, she said. Quote, Ulster County is going to be filing a bulk challenge, but we also heard that it is important to have individuals and businesses, individual property owners, file their own challenge. So we are hoping that people will take a look at the map and file a challenge if the federal government doesn't have their broadband status correct, unquote. Gallagher has created a county citizens commission for digital inclusion that had identified more than 1,100 properties not served by broadband and wants to ensure that they are in the federal report. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that the Bavarian Manor Country Inn in Perling is now under new management. Former owner Stan Oldakowski said in a statement on behalf of Bauer Oldakowski families, and I quote, for the past 91 years, patrons, friends, and family have come to the Bavarian Manor, making memories that have spanned multiple generations, end quote. Restaurateur Garrett Doyle, who also purchased the East Durham landmark Furlongs, now Five Furlongs Tavern, on State Route 145 in 2021, is the new owner of the Bavarian Manor Country Inn. Oldakowski said, and I quote, the hotel will continue in capable hands with new energy, end quote. Oldakowski's wife, Suzanne Bauer Oldakowski, passed away in 2017. Her grandparents, Carl and Anna Bauer, from Bavaria, Germany, bought the property in 1931. Her parents, William and Johanna Bauer, also ran the 80-seat restaurant and 18-room hotel. Mako writes, and I quote, "According to Five Furlongs Tavern, the cuisine at Bavarian Manor is staying German and a menu is forthcoming. The soft opening is slated for Friday, December 30th, starting at 3 p.m. with cocktails, appetizers, and music. Rooms are already available for booking," end quote. The story does not say how much the restaurant and hotel were sold for. And you can read the full story in Porcupine Soup.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, sunny with a high near 47 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 34 degrees. And on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 50 degrees. And Friday night, a slight chance of showers after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 35 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia County.
On Thursday, December 29th, tune in all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM, including vocalist, composer, lyricist Lauren Henderson, the guest on the jazz show from Cheryl Kay, Situation Fluxus at 10 a.m. Then we've got music from Indian bamboo flutist Haraprasharaja on Transformational Listening at 11 a.m. Bichin Baja's Aiko Ishibashi and Yasuka Shimizu are featured on In My Room Radio at noon on the radio. And then it's time for What's the Frequency, Kenneth, the show that sets the latest news from the past week to the latest music at 2 p.m. 3 p.m., turn on the news for some alien radio, and then Studio Lambda is the featured program on the radio show at 3:30 p.m. We've got bridge music from Liz LaJudis on her Echo Location show at 7 p.m., and then we take a shortcut through 2022 on All Mixed Up at 8 p.m. on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
All together now, 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 all together now.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
There is a Rock Against Racism event at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on January 6th. The event organizers write, quote, "The Winter Solstice Rock Against Racism show is geared to be a stance of resistance against racism in the modern age and stomach from the great and long-lost punk rock tradition," unquote. WGXC will have a live web stream of the performances from Dark Hippie, Phantom Sleaze, World Sucks, RBNX, Jay Woodruff from Of the Atlas, Icebox Cake, and MC Jack Lizard. That is on Friday, January 6th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Turn out or tune into a live WGXC.org web stream. Go to the WGXC community calendar at WGXC.org for more information.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I had first been encouraged to run after my first term in the Texas House, but I was just getting accustomed to being in elective office, so I didn't even want to hear that. But ultimately, it came to my running 30 years ago for this seat.
Texas Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson is one of many House members leaving office this year after a lengthy life in public service. She served in the past few years as chair of the House Science Committee, which came from her interest in STEM education. In her time on the committee, she aimed to grow the number of women in science and technology fields. Johnson is grateful it will remain one part of her legacy during 30 years in the House of Representatives. Homelessness has been on the rise in the U.S., with many people facing housing instability due in part to a rising cost of living. According to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, on a single night in 2022, about 582,500 people experienced homelessness across the country. Stephen Ide, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute of Policy Research, believes an individualistic approach is needed to deal with homelessness.
In order to make some progress, we really do need to make more of an effort to break it into its parts and talk about what we can do individually with some of these different groups, instead of just trying to talk abstractly about this group as a whole, the homeless.
The U.S. Department of Justice is rolling out a new language access law enforcement initiative. It will help local law enforcement agencies provide language assistance to people with limited proficiency in English. Kristen Clark with the Justice Department described some of the program's goals.
Providing law enforcement agencies with helpful tools to further effective and meaningful language access promotes and advances greater safety for people who are limited English proficient and for the public at large.
Mitch Daniels, outgoing president of Purdue University, reflected on his time in the position. One point of his career he remembered was keeping the school open during the pandemic.
It was an astonishing experience to go through. It had all the elements you just talked about. Fear of change, mm-hmm. Lots of understandable criticism.
Barry Croft Jr., one of the key players in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, was sentenced to 20 years in prison. Co-conspirator Adam Fox was sentenced to 16 years in prison earlier this week. Initially, prosecutors were seeking life sentences for both Fox and Croft. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. This week, we're recapping 2022 democracy legislation around the U.S., but also critical this year was action in the state and federal courts. The most important case heard in 2022 won't have an opinion until 2023, the Moore versus Harper redistricting case. This fringe interpretation of the U.S. Constitution would allow state legislatures ultimate authority over elections, including access to the ballot, redistricting, and election rules. State Supreme Courts in Ohio, North Carolina, Arkansas, Kansas, Florida, and elsewhere heard cases on gerrymandered voting districts, including racial gerrymanders. In Ohio and North Carolina, where state constitutions require fair voting districts, the high courts consistently defended the Constitution and struck down gerrymandering. In Kansas, Arkansas, and Florida, state courts affirmed gerrymandered maps designed to dilute black voting power. In Pennsylvania, court arguments continue over a partisan effort to keep undated mail-in ballots from being counted. For the 2022 midterms, tens of thousands of Pennsylvanians were disenfranchised as a result. Implementation of mail-in ballots was ruled unconstitutional in Rhode Island. In Arizona, South Dakota, and Montana, the court struck down attempts to limit Native American voting power. In Arkansas, Indiana, North Carolina, Texas, and Wisconsin, attempts to limit help for voters needing language, writing, or other assistance was struck down under the Voting Rights Act. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Tom Rowe from Wave Farm with the Daily Radio News. Democrats end the year in Congress again without confirming President Joe Biden's nominee for the Federal Communications Commission. Biden nominated Gigi Sohn in October 2021, but since the U.S. Senate has yet to vote on the nomination, the FCC is deadlocked with 2 Democrats and 2 Republicans, so nothing much gets done. CEO Chris Lewis of consumer advocacy group Public Knowledge said in October, quote, "It has been a year since President Biden nominated Gigi Sohn to the FCC, which itself was 10 months into the first term of the Biden administration. It is long past to vote on Ms. Sohn's nomination and confirm her to the FCC, where she can put her decades of experience to work for American consumers," unquote. Sohn co-founded the Public Knowledge Activist Group in 2001 and was chief there until taking a position as counselor for then-FCC Chair Tom Wheeler in 2013. Corporations such as Comcast have lobbied against Sohn to keep from being regulated. And Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz claimed Sohn would censor conservatives, even if executives at radical right-wing news networks Newsmax and One America News Network support Sohn's nomination and praise her longtime commitment to free speech. Nothing has been reported about any Biden administration efforts to get a vote on a Sohn nomination in many months. Go to wavefarm.org for more radio news.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, December 29th. Local early morning temperatures range from 21 degrees in Voorheesville to 37 in Taylorsville, Red Hook, and Kingston. Regional average soil temperature is 34 degrees. Closest likely snowfall today is 400 miles away over the northern tip of Maine. Over here in the WGXC listening area, we have increasingly sunny skies and a high of 46 degrees at 2 p.m. Overnight, it dips to 34 degrees. Then on Friday, it will be partly cloudy with a high still projected to be 51 degrees. Overnight, temperatures fall to 36. Then on Saturday, hits 49. And rain looks like it's going to start in the afternoon, then continue all night. Sunday, rain ends by noontime and the mercury hits 49. Sunset today will be at 4:17 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see a chance for auroras and geomagnetic unrest tomorrow night as our rock plows through a shock wave-riddled area known as a co-rotating interaction region. X-class flare chances are at 10% today. Solar wind speed is currently 415 kilometers per second at 5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 25 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight with good conditions below 8 megahertz. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1.6 Kowiat. The current sunspot number is 88, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Shea Masterson of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
There is a Rock Against Racism event at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on January 6th. The event organizers write, quote, "The Winter Solstice Rock Against Racism show is geared to be a stance of resistance against racism in the modern age and stomach from the great and long-lost punk rock tradition," unquote. WGXC will have a live web stream of the performances from Dark Hippie, Phantom Sleaze, World Sucks, RBNX, Jay Woodruff from Of The Atlas, Icebox Cake, and MC Jack Lizard. That is on Friday, January 6th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Turn out or tune into a live WGXC.org web stream. Go to the WGXC community calendar at WGXC.org for more information.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Oh, Helios, oh, yellow star, oh, glowing sphere, gleaming beacon, brilliant flaming orb, giver of light, warmth, and radio. Yes, it's true. WGXC's brand new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, where they'll be calling on the free and plentiful rays of the sun to bring our station close to full sustainability.
To make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
We are going solar. WGXC will be a solar-powered community radio station, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is
going solar.
Thank you. and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
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 listening. You're listening to 90.7
Vin, Vin.
90.7 WGXC Acre Catskills.
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 Today.
East Durham.
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 Catskills.
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 Turn out on Wednesday, January 4th to hear Sunburned Hand of the Man, Franklin's Mint, and Domestic Drafts perform at Tubby's in Kingston. Sunburned Hand of the Man is a legendary noisy jam band, and the psychedelia continues with Franklin's Mint from Phil Franklin and Garcia People's Andy Cush performing in Domestic Drafts. That's Wednesday, January 4th at 8 p.m. at Tubby's in Kingston. Find out more about this show and many others on the WGXC community calendar at wgxc.org.
'22 new music from Paramore there. This is Why is the name of the song. That's 2022 new music from Aaron and Barkey. The album is called Shebang, and that's track number 3 on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your home for all sorts of new music.
Wonderful life can be. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Here is 2022 new music from Anadol. The song is called Esfalir Gel, and it's from the 2022 album Felicita on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Eros görüyor musun?
Aa, Barakuda.
Bana bak. O zaman bir gidiyoruz.
Gidiyoruz. Bak Barakuda'ya bak.
Barakuda.
Gördün mü? O zaman bir gidiyoruz. Bana bak. Kılıç bana. Çok
güzel. Aa. Ay sana sevgililer gelmiş
ben. Neler neler çıktı?
Drago.
Gözler.
Şeyler.
Thank you.
You're listening to Anadol from their 2022 album Felicita. This has been Essafleur Gel. Here is 2022 new music from Ghost Power from their named after themselves album. This is called Panic in the Isles of Splendor.